A Ghost's Guide to London, Episode 6, Soho. Copyright Macmillan Publishers Limited, 2012. Produced by London Language Experience.
Good evening, traveller. And yes, it's me, Lord Geoffrey, the Ghost of London.
This evening, we're heading to Soho for the final leg of my guide to London.
I truly love Soho. It's probably the most cosmopolitan place in the capital. With music, food, and laughter venturing out of every doorway. Soho is a place that parties through the night and then gets up to go to work in the morning.
And if you listen closely, you'll hear someone speaking every language in the world and meet all kinds of people, from beggars to princes. I've brought bikes so we can cycle into town. Here is your helmet. Let me help you put it on. Well, I'm not fond of emotional goodbyes. However, I'd just like to say that it's been a pleasure to meet you, and what a lovely person you are. I honestly couldn't have asked to spend time with someone nicer. And I hope that we remain great friends. Ah, there we go. A perfect fit. Now then, follow me. Welcome to the epicenter of London nightlife, Soho. Let's explore. I'm getting hungry. Let's stop here at the Coach and Horses to get a drink and something to eat. Although I should warn you that the landlord can be quite a character.
What can I get you?
Well, I was hoping to get a new bike for my birthday.
A funny guy, huh? If I had a pound for every time I heard that, I'd be retired by now. Anyway, what you having, pal? A cheeky half?
No, we'd like 2 full pints of lager, please. I'll get them in. It's my round.
2 pints coming right up. Any snacks?
Yes, please. A packet of your finest pork scratchings.
Here you are, gentlemen. Good health.
I'll drink to that. Bottoms up. Delicious. Now, tell me, barman, do you know any good English pub jokes to tell my travelling friend here?
Well, that bow tie you're wearing must be a joke, although it's not a very good one.
Well, I've got a classic joke. Are you ready? A sandwich walks into a pub and orders a pint of real ale. The barman turns, looks at him and says,
"Sorry, mate, we don't serve food." Oh,
yes.
Now, if I had a pound for every time I've heard that joke, I wouldn't just be retired, I'd be living in a posh villa in the south of France.
Exactly, a classic. Anyway, we'd like some decent pub grub to go with these beers, so that we're ready to hit the town. Can we look at your food menu?
Here you go.
Well, it just says meat pies in big letters.
Yeah.
Okay. In that case, we'd love 2 of your meat pies, please.
Chef! 2 meat pies.
2 pies? Coming right up.
I'll bring them over to you when they're ready.
Great. Thanks. Let's grab a seat over there. Cheers. Ah. I love this pub. So many wonderful memories. In fact, it was round this very table where I met, for the first time, my best friend, George Thomas. It was back in the 1960s, and it seemed like every young man with a beard, like George, was playing guitar. It was about 11 p.m., and the bell for the last orders rang out.
Ladies and gentlemen, time at the bar. I was sitting with a few friends when George came in through the door, guitar in hand.
Oh, won't you walk with me a while? Through the winding streets of Soho, where so many here have walked. Oh, my friends, it's good to know you.
Bravo, bravo, musician, pull up a chair. I love that song.
Thank you, and I love your bow tie.
So, there you have it, the start of a great friendship.
And we're friends to this day. He's a soulmate, and we get on like a house on fire. We spend so many evenings just talking about pretty much anything and everything.
We've got a lot in common and share so many of the same interests and the same sense of humour too. George just cracks me up. He's also someone I can turn to if life is getting me down. When I broke up with Janie, he was a rock.
He's a friend for all seasons.
That first meeting was something special, though. George managed to teach every single person in there his song, and we had the best sing-along you've ever heard. Well, this is as good a place as any to end my little guide to London. The last line of George's song, "My friends, it's good to know you," sums it all up perfectly. It's been wonderful showing you around this amazing city. My friends, it's good to know you.
So, is everyone ready? A one, a two, a one, two, three, four.
Oh, won't you walk with me a while? Through the winding streets of Soho, where so many here walk. Oh, my friends, it's good to know you.